Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. All right, guys. All righty. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in on TikTok today. Thank you for tuning in on the podcast and on the radio station. We play radio 24 hours a day. You can listen to these messages on there and great music with it. If you want to sow tonight, you can go to thekingdomradio.com/give now. It's right on the screen, guys. Or you listen to my podcast, you can go to the kingdom, www.thekingdomradio.com/give now. You can sow there and we appreciate your gift. And I know the Lord will. All right, guys, let's get into this tonight. Your love for God. This is the title of this message. Your love for God. Where is your love for God? Your love for God. Okay, let's get into this. First of all, I want to start with Mark chapter 12, 29 through 31. I want to start with Mark 12, 29 through 31. And here it reads, "And Jesus answered him, First of all, commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and this is the first commandment." Okay? And there's other commandments too. Okay, we're going to go on in that, okay? We're going to go on in the Ten Commandments. So, we'll take prayers in a minute, okay? We'll take prayers in just a minute, guys. We're going to get into this word, where is your love for God? Where is your love for God? Guys, there's a commandment. Jesus gave us two commandments. One was to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. See, the problem is with the body, the problem is with people in general, they got a selfish mentality. They got a self motive. They have a self righteous attitude too. It's all about them. It's not what they can give God, but what God can give them all the time. Come on. We don't need to be like that. We need to find every opportunity to love on God. Now, how can you say you love God and hate your brother? You can't. You got to love your brother. You can't hate your brother and love God. That's not, that don't work. Now watch this. In Luke 16, 27 to 36, "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, pray for them that spitefully use you." John 3, 16 to 21, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting God life. For God has sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through the world, through him, might be saved." Let me tell you something. God's already demonstrated his love for us, guys. But the problem is, we have not demonstrated our love for him. See, people that don't give tithes or give offerings to ministries, they have a cold heart towards God. Or they have found fault in giving, period. But the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. So really, it's not a matter of fact of opinion. It's a fact that the Bible tells us to give. But the fact is, that's not the truth. The truth is, You have a cold heart towards God. How do you show somebody you love them? By the things you do. What Jesus say? Why do you say you love me but not do the things that I tell you to do? Come on. Come on, let's get into this. So where is our love for God? Where is our love gone for God? We half show up to meetings. We don't even half show up to church. Is our heart grown cold or is it chasing after the world? Because my Bible tells me if you have the love for the world, you don't have the love of the Father. My God, we going here, Holy Ghost. Let's go. Take us, Holy Ghost. How can you say you love God but love the world? How can you say you love God but you never fellowship? You never assemble yourself together. You don't have to do it in a building. You just have to be faithful where God has planted you. I got some people that come in my ministry, they fly by night, float by day. Come on. They hear one minute and gone the next. Why? Because they have no stability in their lives. Talking about they following God. You ain't following God. You following yourself. You have no daddy. You have no spiritual father. You have nothing. All you have is a bunch of junk that you go toss to and fro. You're here at this ministry one minute and at this other ministry another minute. You have nowhere to call home. Don't tell me you love God. If you don't get excited about getting into the house of God or getting into the fellowship of God, fellowshipping with God's people, then there's something wrong with you. Your heart is too hard. Jesus said, harden not your hearts. Today is the day of salvation. Today, in this 21st century, people is hardening their heart too hard. They don't fellowship. They don't give tithes anywhere. Oh, I give tithes every once in a while. Yes, sparingly. Yeah, and you're going to reap sparingly. But listen to what he says in John 13, 34. In John 13, 34, a new commandment I've given to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. There's two commandments Jesus gave us, to love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Guys, if you break these two commandments, you're going to go to hell. You will. That's what's going to send you to hell. Your love. There's two people that was in the Bible. They was Peter, Samson called Peter. They was also Judas. They both walk with Christ. Now listen to me when I tell you this. They both walk with Christ, but two of them, one of them went to hell and another one didn't. But what saved Judas's, what saved Peter's life versus Judas? It's just because his love for God. I can prove that to you. Because after the fact that he denied him three times before the cock crows, he goes on down by the seashore and he asked his Peter, do you lovest thou me? He said, Lord, you know all. Then go feed my sheep. Do you understand? Love has an action. It's not just a word. It is an action. It sat on a cross on Calvary 2,000 years ago. It is an action. Don't tell me you love me. Show me you do. I get tired of people. I love you, Pastor. I love you. I love you. Don't love no more than a cat from a dog. Your mouth is full of horse mess. Do you hear what I'm saying? Your mouth is full of horse mess. Listen to what he says right here. John 14, 21, he that has commandments keepeth them, and he that loveth me, he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Do you understand your love for God saves you? You understand the woman's hair that she was anointing Jesus' feet and they made fun of her? He said, leave this woman alone. She is anointing me for my burial. The Son of Man won't be with you always. Yeah, but Lord, she's got many sins. Her sins are forgiven. Yeah, but she didn't ask for forgiveness. She didn't have to. Her love is a sign of repentance. Your love for God will be a sign of repentance. Start showing God you love him. Give him 10% of your tithes. Give him 10% of your time. Give him 10% of your talents. I've never in my life seen people hogbush all my life talking about they love God. You don't love God. You need to get your heart right with God and start showing God how much you love him. He's tired of hearing it. I said he's tired of hearing, I love you, Lord. You know I love you, Lord, but you ain't doing nothing for him. You ain't helping these ministries, these people out here that's trying to share the gospel until the end comes. We're not out here trying to get famous. For God's sake, we're not. But we got a gospel that needs to be shared all around the world and coast to coast. And you got the means to help and you don't want to. Shame on you. I'm going to get all over your toes. Oh, but God, I need this. Oh, but God, I need that. You know, God, I need this. And God's up there saying, yeah, but I need your 10% so I can share this gospel. I got ministers out here ready to go and they tied down with a job. But if you would obey me with your seed and put this man on the field, I'll bless you. We don't want to do it. We want to keep our money and keep our stuff. What stuff do you have? Without him, you're nothing. Without him, you're nothing. You go back to living the old life you live. You wasn't going nowhere too fast then. I said you wasn't going nowhere too fast then. People kill me, man. John 14:21, he that has commandments keepeth them. He that loveth me and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. If you love Jesus and you show Jesus you love him, you know how they showed him? Oh, man, they put anointing oil on his feet. They clothed him. Oh, man, they showed God. They showed Jesus that he loved him. And because of Peter's love, watch this, because of Peter's love, it saved him. You got to understand something. You can make mistakes, but God knows our heart. Your love will, you know why God keeps blessing me, guys? You know why God keeps blessing me? Because my love for him. That's why. You know why he keeps forgiving me? Because my love for him. That's why. People say, I don't understand how Jason just keeps getting blessed. I do, because my love shows. My love shows. And maybe if you love God as much as I did, maybe you'll get blessed as much as I have too. You know why you ain't getting blessed? Because you ain't showing him no love. You don't even give your tithes. You don't even give him your talent. What's your talent? Something that you're good at to try to build the kingdom of God. And that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting here doing what I know that's best to try to help build the kingdom of God here on earth. Watch this, guys. Watch this. He that has, in John 14:21 says, he that has my commandments keepeth them. He that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. In Romans 5:5-8 says, and the hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us, for we were yet without strength, and do Christ died for the ungodly. You understand tonight you can't love? You understand you don't have ability to love except the Holy Ghost shed it aboard in your heart. He sheds the love in your heart. Ain't that wonderful? You don't know how to love. I never knew how to love either till I met God. God is love. Understand, love is a person. Love is God. And whoever loves God loves his neighbor. Come on, you can't hate your neighbor and love God. You got to love your neighbor. And loving your neighbor is not just saying, oh, hey. No, it's telling them the truth. Because love rejoices in the truth and not rejoices in evil. If you love somebody, you will tell them the truth. 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongues of the man, of angel, and have not love, I become a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so I could move mountain and have not love, I am nothing. You understand, I'm nothing without love. Guys, we got to start showing God how much we love him. I mean, God, I need this, God. Hey, God. God, I need it. That's all we do. We don't get up in the morning and say, God, what can I do for you? God, what's on your agenda? God, where you want me to go? God, where you want me to talk to? Who you want me to talk to? All you're studying is yourself and everything about you, you, and you. Till you get you out of the way and get him in the way, then God will start blessing you. It's all about you, ain't it? My God, you need to die out, and get on a cross, and get on a cross somewhere and die. Because you need to stop living and let him live. For Galatians 5, 14 through 22 says, for the law is fulfilled in one word. Even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, but you bite and devour one another. Take heed that you consume one another. You understand? People need to quit biting and devouring one another. So what if you don't like them? Don't mean God don't like them. Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there's not such, there's no law. I'm going to read something else too, guys, here in a minute. I want to read something else too in a minute, okay? In 1 John 4, 17 through 16. Y'all ready for this? Now, Jason, you better have your Bible with you, son. You're going to read that Bible, son. I'm telling you, you're going to read that Bible because you can read. You can read. Remember, there's no cane in vocabulary with God. No cane in the kingdom of God. I can do all things. In 1 John 4, 17 through 16, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Do you understand love is demonstrated, it's not told? You understand that love is a deed, it's not a word? You understand love demonstrated on the cross. Do you understand that love was shown when God so loved the world that he gave? Your giving shows God you love him. Well, I don't want to give to that minister. That minister might take my money. You're not giving to the minister. You're giving to where God tells you to give, whether you like it or not. My mercy, my mercy. Oh, that minister's going to take my money. Oh, my God. Man, get real and get saved and get a life. Lord, have mercy. Beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is, say with me, God is what? Love, L-O-V to the E, L-O-V to the E, love. Love. Now, I want to show y'all something here. I want to show you in Revelation. I think it's in chapter 2 here. It may be in 1, guys. Hold on. Give me just a second. It may be in 2. It says in verse, Revelation 2, in verse, chapter 2, verse 5, it says, remember therefore from where thou art fallen, and repent, and do your first works again. Otherwise, I'm just going to demonstrate, y'all. Y'all can read this for yourself in chapter 2 and 3 and 4 of Revelation. It talks about the conditions of the church, okay? We're going to go to hell because our conditions and our love for God. Do y'all know that? You're going to go to hell by the way you love your neighbor. If you're judgmental to your neighbor, if you're judging them and constantly trying to tear them down, you know you're going to go to hell for that, right? And if you have bitterness in your heart or unforgiveness in your heart towards your neighbor, you know you're going to go to hell for that, right? Oh, yes, you will. Yes, you will. You will be judged how you treat your neighbor, but you will also be judged how much you love God. Let me demonstrate something to you guys. Why would God let you in his heaven, in his kingdom, when you showed him no love? You ever thought about that? Would you let somebody in your house that you they showed you no love? Of course not. Guys, we need to do our heart check and see where our heart is towards God. Are we mad at him because we lost a kid, or we're blaming him, or we're mad at him, or what? What is your agenda with God? You got to make peace with God here. You got to come to an understanding how much God loves you. But you also got to come to an understanding and check your heart to see how much you love him. Do you understand that I don't do things because I get things? I do things because I love him. Yes, Jason, his love is unconditionally, but how about ours? Are we showing God we love him? Are we going up? Are we forsaking the assemblies ourselves together? Are we forsaking giving tithes when he tells us to give tithes? Malachi chapter 3, you have robbed me, he said. Where have we robbed you? In your tithes and offerings. I don't care. I preach this thing till the church falls down. You know what I'm saying? Because we're robbing God, and then one voice we say we love God, but then show it. We don't show it. That'd be like you tell me, I love you, Jason, but never come around. Come on, you don't love me. My God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Sometimes I don't know about these folks. So complicated. But the conditions of the church is in Revelation. And one, it says, somewhat you've, I have what against thee? You have left your first love. Guys, our love for God is going to save us from going to a dying hell. Do you know that? Our love for God will save us from going to a dying hell. You know why you don't tithe? Because your heart is hard towards God. That's why. You know why you don't want to fellowship? You want to forsake the assembly yourself together? Because your heart has grown cold towards God. It has nothing to do with a pastor or preacher, because if you go to church, you're supposed to be going to church to lift up the name of God and lift up the name of Jesus Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to every one of y'all. It's not the pastor you're mad at. It's not the members you're mad at. It's God that you're mad at, and you know it. I mean, I used to go to church when I first got saved. Man, I went to church praising the Lord. I didn't care what nobody thought about me. I knew what I was there for, and I wasn't paying no attention to everybody around me. Why? Because it tells us, well, one or two are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. Why people forsake that, I don't know. Really. And you have to call them every day to get them to even talk to you, because they ain't going to call you. That's for darn sure. Now, Jason calls me. Jason will call. But most people, I mean, you have to babysit them. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time to babysit people. You know what I'm saying? I got an assignment and a task to do. I got to do it for the Lord with all my heart. I ain't got time to babysit people. God's got me out of the babysitting a long time ago. I'm not here to babysit you. I'm here to teach you to walk with God like I'm walking with God. You understand? I walk with God alone. Sometimes it takes alone to walk with God, because your friends will go south and your best cousins will go south, and you got to keep walking with God. God's my best friend. He's my best friend. Just saying. Anyways, you can read the conditions of the church in Revelations chapter 1 and 2 and 3. I'm telling you, chapter 1, 2, and 3, you'll find the conditions of the church. I don't want God to come up to me and say, somewhat I have against you. Go and do your first works again and repent, for I take the candlestick out. I don't want God to take his Holy Spirit out of my life because I have a lack of love. Your love for God determines how you're going to heaven. It also determines the blessings in your life. How much do you love him? Because he told Peter, he said, Peter, do you lovest thou me? Three times. He said, if you do love me, then get off your hind end and start doing something for me. I used to run a church in Bremen. I never in my life, I preached to a bunch of sitting logs. Do you understand what I'm saying? They would sit there and I would say, hey guys, I got all kind of stuff in this church y'all can do. Really? We just come here to sit and listen to you preach. Well, you got to do something for God. You understand that Jesus was discipling the disciples, was teaching them to cast out devils, was teaching them to walk on water? Listen, they got to get off the can of do me nothing. They got to get out of the boat like Peter and say, Lord, if it's you forbid me to come, I'll walk on water. I love people coming to me, said Jason, brother, I don't know what you got to do in your ministry, but I'm ready to connect. I'm ready to connect. I'm ready to get this thing a-going. Praise God. I'm ready to get it going. Come on. I'm ready to connect. I got two people right now. I got Penny. She's over our texting. She's going to send texts out to people. I got Donna Coulter, and I don't know if she's on here tonight, but I got her doing our emails, weekly emails, going to be sent out to everybody's email box. Listen, let's get going with this thing. And if you need something to do, I'll put you to work too. Why? Because the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. Nobody wants to do anything for God. They don't want to love God. That's how you show God you love him. God, I want to connect. I know this ministry is on fire. I know it's on fire. And I know God is using this man, and I want to help him get the gospel out. It ain't about my name. It's about him. Listen, there's people out there dying right now, Brother Jason. There's people out there just like you that was fishing a drink Tide washing patterns to kill theirself, brother. But listen to me. Listen, we have the tools to reach other people. It ain't just about you anymore, brother. It's about other people out there. It's about 2 seconds of killing theirself. And you know what? Praise God. If we can send somebody their way and say, stop, don't do that, there's hope in the metal. I can't do it all by myself. I need some help. So if you want to get busy, you just let me know. I will put you to work. We do social media. We reach people with social media. So if you can, I'll have you calling people's number just to check on them. Hey, this is Brother So-and-so from Jason's, from Kingdom Radio or God Saving Ministries. Listen, this is Jason just checking on you today. Wanted to encourage you and you know, reach out to people. I need some help, guys. So if you want to get busy, I want you to PM me on here and say, Jason, I hear what you say. We need to get busy. I'll put you to work. I will put you to work. Well, guys, that's all I have. Thank you for tuning in on the podcast. Thank you, guys. Love you so much.